Well, let me ask you, could you describe a patient who had debulking surgery who you wouldn't recommend Bev for?
Yeah, so in order to go on GOG-218, you had to have residual disease. So the complete resections were not included. And so those are the situations where bevacizumab is most controversial because the supposition is that those patients might be cured without it. I think we're increasingly becoming aware that even if you have an R0 or complete resection, that you may not be cured and maybe bevacizumab is appropriate for that patient. But if you have residual disease, you're not being cured. Or if you have neoadjuvant disease, you're not being cured. Or in your point, stage four. So those are ideal patients for bevacizumab. The complete resection R0 primary debulking patient, where cure rate might be a little higher, there's still some controversy.
And that is the case that we were talking about before. And
That's
then and
exactly the case.
right. And
That's
there
right.
and you can see the controversy right in the way people
Yep.
voted. But then when we flip the case and say instead of having no residual disease, they have gross residual disease, now you have most people saying Bev.
Great point. That's right. Excellent. And
So
that's a key point for our listeners that frontline bevacizumab is approved. And basically, in the gross residual disease or the stage four, it's a no-brainer. It's a no-brainer.